In this season of Love Your Life, we focus on the Quran with the ultimate goal of creating a strong bond with the Holy Book for us to reflect and connect one ayah at a time. I am Maya Al-Saeed, and welcome to Love Your Life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, we ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, and his companions. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlal 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're listening to Oman FM, your show, Love Your Life, connecting your heart, inshallah, one ayah at a time. With me in the studio, as you heard earlier, is Sister Muskan. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we'll be, inshallah, talking. The title of the show today is For the Love of Quran. So we'll find out Muskan's story with the Quran and the love that she has for it, as we all do. Before we get into it and get to know who Muskan is, I just wanted to remind you that this is a live show and you can call us by participating, of course, letting us know if something resonates with you, if you have something to add on. We always love to hear from you, and the way to do that is to call 2460-2058, and if you do happen to call, you might be one of the winners, as we're giving away one Quran, which is the Noble Quran, translated, so you have the Arabic and English, inshallah. So call in and find out if you're a winner. Yalla, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How are you doing today, Muskan?
Alhamdulillah. Amazing.
Alhamdulillah. So Muskan, tell us a bit about you. Clearly, you're not Omani. So how long have you been in Oman?
For more than 14 years.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why. You know, when I met you, I thought you were just like recently, maybe 2-3 years. So you've nearly Omani, and you can say.
Yes. I am Omani from heart.
Oh, so sweet. And so how was your relationship growing up with the Quran?
It was very normal. Mm. I think until last year, I started reading the translation of Quran, understand that. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was just reciting. So just like, it's Friday, so recite Surah Al-Qaf. Then before sleeping, Surah Sajda, Surah Mulk. Mm-hmm. So it was just that.
So what changed? Like, why did you decide, you know, this was working for you all these years. So why did you suddenly decide, oh, now I want to learn, I want to understand?
There was a void in my heart. It was crazy.
Just to let you know, we will cry, okay? I better say it from the beginning of the show, because even before, when we were just, you know, brainstorming about ideas, we started to cry. So this is going to be a crying one.
Oh, I don't want to cry.
But, you know, I think it's a sign of how strong the ayahs, you know, and the effect of having the Quran in our lives is. It's just so emotional. So if you want to shed some tears, I'm here, and we can, you know, support each other through this. If you feel the same way when, you know, talk about the Quran, and I always tell my guests, I'm always going to cry. So just be prepared. If you feel the same way, let us know, and you can call us on 2460-2058. Okay, so you're saying it filled the void.
Yes, it did. You know, when I met you in the Quran journaling workshop, I was like really, like I was totally broken. And I had no idea, like, where would Allah take me next?
Just to if some of you are wondering, Mia, you run a Quran journaling workshop. I run, yes. I haven't started this year running them, but the Quran journaling workshop is a workshop that I do live and face-to-face, which is what Muskan is talking about, and that's where we first met. She attended one of my Quran journaling workshops, and it's basically, that's Muskan wiping her tears, just in case you're wondering what the background noise is. So the idea of the Quran journaling workshop is just to... for you to have a connection with the ayahs, you know, like what Muskan, you were saying earlier, that we would just recite and no, and don't have any connection. So since we are on that, how did you feel? Did you benefit from that workshop? Did it make things easier for you in order to understand the ayahs?
Yes, it did.
Alhamdulillah.
And I don't really do the writing part that mm-hmm. you taught us, but I'm not able to yet reflect on Quran verses on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like just what Allah Ta'ala has commanded, I understand. Okay, Allah is saying me to do this and to stop, abstain from doing that.
Mm.
So I understand that. But I don't understand anything beyond that. And when Allah Ta'ala is telling some story, okay, I understand that. But nothing beyond that. Even that day in your Quran journaling workshop, when you asked me to reflect, I didn't have that grid of a reflection.
Mm-hmm.
But subhanAllah, after the workshop, when you posted about Imani meetings, so I went there, and that is when I started understanding, but from Sister Rasha, and I mean Ustada Rasha and Ustada Nawal's mm. point of, you know, reflection, like how they reflect. And I would just cry. It's like when I go there, it's like my heart is out of my chest and they are just pouring all the, you know, beautiful verses and all the amazing thing about Quran, about Allah.
And this Imani workshop, you attended last year?
I'm really bad with dates. And
join the club. I'm the same. So, but okay, last year sometime.
Yeah, like when I met, even was, yeah, it was last year, of course.
Last
yeah,
year last then, because yeah. you came, it was last Ramadan. So mm. after that, so you can say a year from now. And you're still continuing with them to this day.
Yes.
MashaAllah.
It's like food for my soul.
Oh, beautiful. And if any of you are wondering about the Imani workshop, this was something that yesterday Zina and Samah talked about. They also are attending. So you must know them.
Yes.
Samah and Zina. So we did share the information on their episode, but since it's mentioned on this episode, we will also share it here. So that, after attending that workshop, you felt, as you said, it's food for the soul. So then, how has that changed you?
From the country where I come from, I feel like people always talk about education.
Mm.
Hmm? And when I am with those sisters in the classes, it's only about Allah. It's only about Quran. And I don't feel down at all.
Mm. It's because that's the purpose we were created for. Yes. So it feels like this is where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Otherwise, you know, people, they just talk about, okay, I got my education done from this university, from this country.
Mm.
But subhanAllah, like I also met Sister Naseema.
Mm-hmm. We had her on the show last season.
And may Allah bless her.
Allahumma ameen.
She suggested me to also go to Sister Hala's halaqa.
Mm-hmm. So Sister Hala's halaqa is at Limitless.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I went there, I was like, wow, what a beautiful office. That's so amazing.
Mm.
And when I met the people, I was like, MashaAllah, I'm like highly educated people, I felt like I was sitting around. And when she was talking, like so much confident when she speaks, subhanAllah.
She was also a guest like, on the show, by the way.
Yeah, I just scrolled and I just checked like who all have been your guest. So I could see that the Quran is open in front of her. First of all, I thought like she's like a big entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I look at her, I get that feeling, you know. And when I saw her reciting the verses to us and explaining us and like reflecting, doing tatabbur on that, so I could see like a light coming out from the Quran, and it's like she's absorbing that, like she's absorbed that in her. I was like, I feel so down about myself that I didn't have the best education, and now it's too late also, and like my life is so messed up right now, and like I can't obviously ask my dad to, like, I want to study again or whatever, like, because now it's my sibling's time to study and my education budget is over.
Mm.
But I was like, no, maybe whatever I have studied, it will count, and Allah Ta'ala will make it count.
Inshallah. I have to correct you. There's no age limit to study. You never say, I don't know what you said earlier, I'm too old now or I can't now. The first ayah that was revealed.
No, I didn't mean the age, but I mean the budget.
The budget. Okay. Yeah. That, inshallah, subhanallah, Allah.
Yeah.
It's easily done, inshallah, yeah. بإذن الله تعالى.
Al-Razzaq.
هو الرزاق, exactly. The provider. So he provides.
As-Samad.
Exactly. So, subhanallah, such a beautiful. You were talking. Okay, I'm trying to collect my words because she's being emotional. I'm trying not to cry because she's crying. So forgive me. But you know, this is something I noticed about most of my guests, by the way. When they talk about it, which people can't see, only I can see. But when people talk about the Quran, the relationship that they have, how it's changed them, how it's moved them, you don't see yourself. But if I had a mirror, you would also see there's a sort of lightness, and I just saw it now in you when you were talking about Hala having that light. You also have that light, Muskan.
Yes, subhanallah. Like, I feel so, like, I think until now I have been the enemy in my life. So much of negative self-talk, you know, so much, and that has gone down a lot now,
alhamdulillah. And you think the reason for that going down is
I think the sisters in Islam that I've got, alhamdulillah, Quran and Allah.
Beautiful, mashallah. And with that, we'll take a short break. You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you. Welcome back to Love Your Life. This is Maya Al Saeed. With me in the studio today is Muskan Asad Sheikh.
Yes.
I said that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. And we are talking, of course, about the Quran, how the Quran changed her life, how she feels that it filled a void. And I can so relate to that. I'm sure many as well. And how she had so many things going on in her life, but now internally, and now that it has come down since she found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she understands who he is through his names. I think that's a thing that you do as well in Imani program, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Learning about Allah and the stories of the prophets, peace be upon them all. And as-suhbah, the friends, the sisters in Islam, as-suhbah salihah, and of course, the Quran. And you know, I was watching, a reel came up of, you know, Dr. Haifa Yunus.
Yeah.
I love that lady. She's mashallah, amazing. May Allah reward her and elevate her in this dunya and akhirah. So she was talking about, she was attending muhadara, a lecture. And one, you know, sometimes after the sheikh has given his lecture, people stand up and to ask questions. So one of the questions, a lady had, she said she was a young lady, about 17, 18. She couldn't see her, but she could tell from her voice. And she said, my goal is, I want to go, this is like her goal in life. You know, some people say, oh, I want to have a master's, or I plan on going to I don't know, with this university, I plan on buying this car, whatever it is. This lady, mashallah, this sister said, I plan on going to Jannah. Like, this is what, this is my life goal. And now you reminded me of her because you said, I want to learn about Islam, about, you know, more about Islam. I want, that is your plan. And believe me, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, because of that intention, you will come after some time and tell me, Allah has provided, He has opened doors for me. You will see, inshallah. You have to have that yaqeen. We were talking about supplication before, and you have to have yaqeen that whatever dua you make, when you speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to like be sure that it will happen. If it happens for you, alhamdulillah, and if it doesn't happen for you, it was khair. It was good. Yani, don't ever think, oh, it didn't happen, because you have limited yani, foresight. You don't know what is good for you. And we believe that Allah is the best of planners. So having that is just even so relieving. I don't know if you feel it. There's no thinking, oh, is it going to happen? Oh, why is it not happening? خلاص, you left it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wakil.
Yeah, I feel that.
So how are you using the Quran now? So you're reciting, you're doing tadabbur, but also there's a way you were telling me about. But before you answer, I forgot to remind the listeners that this is a live show and you're more than welcome to call by dialing 2460-2058. I will repeat, 2460-2058. We'd love to hear from you, and who knows, you might be the winner of a Quran today. So how has your, for example, how are you using the Quran now? Before you said you used to recite, so now what does Muskan do with the Quran?
I am sometimes reading the translation.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'm just reciting. And more than that, whenever I feel like lonely, you know, whenever I feel a lot of fear, you know, so it's this private devotions.
I don't know this. This is a book?
Yeah, what is it called? Warad al-Sabah wal-Masa man Kitab wal-Sana.
Okay, wasunnah, I think. Min al-kitab wasunnah. I know, it's okay, you're reading it in English, I understand.
I can only read it with those harkat, you know, what is it called?
Fatha kasra.
Fatha and kasra, I don't know when to use that thing.
It's okay. This is for all the Arabic learners out there. Slowly with the pages, because the mic picks up everything.
Sorry.
No problem. So what is this book then? It has what, dua, ayahs, or?
It has duas.
Uh-huh.
It has some verses from the Quran, some surahs, like قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي. Okay. So
how do you
know,
use
when
this?
I recite Ayatul Kursi, there's a verse in Ayatul Kursi, uh-huh, which is وَلَا يَعُودُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ, which means that he feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them. It's us human beings.
He feels no what?
No fatigue. No tiredness. No exhaustion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. Alright. And
so
how?
So this calms me.
Subhanallah.
And then this one, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ, satisfier of everyone's need.
But we see, we read these surahs and the ayah, that the first ayah you recited is part of Surah Al-Baqarah, one of the longest surahs, and this is near the end, kind of. I think verse 245, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. But that's the thing, you know, we recite them nearly on a daily basis.
Yes.
Al-Fatiha and all the other ma'udat. So, as you know, the Ahad and Qul A'udhu Birabbil Falaq, Surah Al-Nas, they're called Al-Ma'udat.
Al-Ma'udat.
Okay. The two. Al-Ma'udatayn or Al-Ma'udat. And so we recite them, but we just recite. But when if we really thought about it and ponder, it changes. Even the way you read, it's not the same. And I think that's what you're trying to get at. That, you know, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. It's so different. And this is something, again, that my guests yesterday, Zina and Samah, said, that take it slow. And this was when they ended the episode yesterday. They said, take it slow. There's no need to rush. We rush in so many things in life.
Yes.
But this, when we deal with the Quran, in order for the ayahs to really come into our heart, really ponder and speak slow when you recite the Quran.
Yes, subhanAllah.
And so this is...
It's like if Allah Ta'ala doesn't test you with trials, you know, you wouldn't enjoy the, you know, flavor of ibadah. You know, I won't feel the joy in reciting this. I would just read, if everything was perfect in my life, I would have just read it fast.
Many people don't understand that. And many people don't know that this is the cure. We try other things and we still feel a void. And maybe that void, you know, is the things that we do will... I'm not saying they don't benefit. Of course, they benefit in some way, but I feel it's very short term. This is from my own experience. I felt when I reached to the Quran, first of all, the result is instant. Yeah? I could read, I could cry, I could make dua.
SubhanAllah.
And knowing that Al-Quran shifa, it's a healer. And, yani, one of the miracles of the Quran is it has everything that us as humans need. Anything you're going through in life is there.
Yes. And you know, yesterday when I saw your post on Instagram, you posted about an interview, an old man. I think he was a British man. And he was saying that Quran is an ocean. And then I realized, yeah, Quran is like a living thing. Like, you know, all the verses, they move like waves in the ocean. The, like, some verses, they hit us hard. But maybe after some, like, after some period in our life, that won't hit us hard. Maybe some other verses will, we will feel those verses.
Because it depends on what you're going through in life. And I remember that video. First, I was thinking, an old man, I don't remember. Then the reason I posted it, because he was asking, and this is something I did last season, what's your favorite ayah? And it's hard. You can't pick one ayah because, subhanAllah, in this, like, for example, in the moment, whatever I'm going through now, there's one ayah that really resonates with me. So it resonates with me because of what I'm going through. Tomorrow, after 1 week, because humans change, I will read another verse. It will resonate with me because now I'm in a different mood. But I don't know how I used to ask my guests, what's your favorite ayah? So forgive me, my guests, who were here previously for asking this question. I know now better not to ask this ayah. But يعني, this is one thing I love about the Quran. As I said earlier, it's always there to serve us, but we are the ones that don't reach out. We don't pick it up. We leave it there, I don't know, just collecting dust. Or from Ramadan to Ramadan, from a Friday to Friday. It needs to be, this is what my goal for all my listeners, it needs to be part of your daily life. And not, and I think, I don't know which guest came on and said, I think it was Samah yesterday. She said, you need to make time. Like you make time, you go to work, you make time, I'm going to see my friend, I'm going to watch a movie, I'm going to, okay, this time, from this time, I'm going to read Quran. If not, life just happens and you'll find yourself, you haven't touched the book, picked it up, read it, pondered on it, maybe 1 month, 2 months. So what is your, you read, do you have a certain time that you have allocated for Quran?
It's mostly after Fajr's namaz. But it's not regular yet.
I like that you're so honest. People say, every Fajr I read Quran. Because this is the reality. And this is something that I always say. It's a choice that we make every single day. I don't want people, you know, listening, saying, oh, mashallah, they read every day. And it's so easy for them. It's not.
It's not.
You want to?
But this is, what do you call it? Zikr, adhkar. This is what I make sure I read every day, every morning and evening. And I was feeling a lot of fear one day, and I opened this book, I'll tell you its name later. So at the back of the book, you have to see which emotion you're going through, and then it will have a page number next to it. So this is When in Fear. So I will read the English translation of it. It says, Allah is, I was feeling a lot of fear. Like I was feeling I'm alone.
Mm.
You know, there's like, there's no one.
I know that
feeling. And I can't share it, share anything about me, like what I'm going through to anyone, except my parents and my sisters, alhamdulillah. So it says, Allah is great. Allah is great than all His creation. Allah is mightier than that which I fear and am beware of. I seek refuge in Allah, apart from whom there is no God. He who holds the seven heavens, otherwise they would fall on earth, except through His leaf. So I seek refuge in Allah from the evil of your slave, so and so. Like Fulana. Like, yeah,
Fulana. Yeah, Fulana by yeah. Naming the person. If there's a certain person who is just being very difficult or hard or toxic or whatever.
Yeah. So-and-so and his party and followers. From among the jinn and human beings. Mm. Oh my God, be my protector against their evil. Your praise is exalted, your name blessed, and there's no God except you.
MashaAllah, very beautiful. And it's one I think we all need to hear at some point. We all have fear. We all don't know what is happening. And knowing that Allah Al-Aleem, He knows, He protects, we can seek refuge in Him, brings peace to our hearts and minds.
Yes. And as I said, I feel I'm the one who stopped my growth all these years. I feel my thinking, my belief system has been the barrier of my growth. So this dua, which I feel is the perfect one. It is, O Allah, I seek your forgiveness and your protection in this world and the next. O Allah, I seek your forgiveness and your protection in my religion and in the life of the world, in my family and in my property. O Allah, draw a veil across my secrets. Like, can you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a dua which has this? Like, O Allah, draw a veil across my secrets and preserve me from extreme sadness. O Allah, guard me from what is in front of me, behind me, from my left, from my right, and from above me. I seek protection in your greatness from being struck down from beneath.
SubhanAllah. This is all the dua of Adhkar, right? Yeah, I when you were saying it, I couldn't translate to it in English. And this is something that we have available again. Every day we are instructed to read these duas.
Yes, SubhanAllah.
In the morning and in the evening.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that our life is not going to be perfect.
Yes. But we seem to think it is. We seem to have this falsified information that our life is meant to be perfect. And when it's not, then things, we don't know who to turn to. And Allah has given us all the answers. We just need to use them, be aware of them, choose to read, choose to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only when we're facing challenges, every single day. No matter if we are happy, sad, scared, whatever our mental status is. And on that note, we will take a short break and be right back. You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you. Welcome back to Love Your Life with Maya Al Saeed, and with me today in the studio is Muskan Asad Sheikh, and we're talking about the love of the Quran. And I believe we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know that voice. Hala, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, I am well. The mic is yours.
Alhamdulillah. It's really nice hearing you speak, Muskan, and I'm so proud of you being on the radio and speaking about tadabbur and contemplating your relationship with the Quran. This is da'wah you're making right now.
Alhamdulillah.
And a few minutes ago, I had several messages saying, Hala, listen in. Make sure you're listening in.
Yeah, because she mentioned you, and she mentioned as well the halaqas that you do.
Yeah, well done with coming to the halaqas, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you steadfast on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, bi-idhnillah. I just wanted to call in and give you a small dua, bi-idhnillah. Yeah,
jazakillah khair. Thank you so much for calling. And because you called, and I'm rewarding people who call, you have, inshallah, one copy of the Quran, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. So I will make sure. Wa fiki barakallah. So I'll make sure you receive it.
Shukran.
Thank you for calling.
Congratulations, Sister Hala.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. هذا من فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى. مع السلامة. Thank you. Oh, we have another caller. Salam alaikum. It's okay. Okay. Please try calling again. That was just a technical difficulty. The number to call is 2460205824602058. Hala, your call was a blessing. We had two callers at the same time. Fajazakum Allah khair for calling. And the caller has called again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh.
Another voice that I know, Habibti. Rasha, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah.
Just a quick call because I have my online session now, subhanAllah. Just wanted to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Dear Sister Muskan.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I want you to know always that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who united us. Don't say that you are late. SubhanAllah, your reflections in the class are so beautiful, touching, and amazing. I want you always to remember the enmity of Shaytan. Just open your heart and you will receive the nur, the light of the Quran always. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all the means easy for you. And I will just recite one ayah and I need to go, subhanAllah. Just to reflect on this beautiful ayah. And all the Quran is, yani, azim, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. جزاك الله خير.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم. والله يعلم ما تسرون وما تعلنون. So now, inshallah, Sister Mia will read for you the translation, and I want you to reflect on it. Inshallah, I will listen later, bi-idhnillah.
What was the verse?
The ayah is in Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl, the ayah 18 and 19.
18 and 19, okay.
Chapter number, Nahl?
It's okay, I will... chapter number 14 it is, but I have already the verse.
The chapter is
Nahl.
16, and Nahl, 16, and the ayah 18, 19.
Jazakillah khair, Sister Rasha, barakallah fiki. And inshallah, I will... wafiki, barakallah. I'll read the translation now.
Inshallah.
17 and 18, you said? Sorry.
98.
18 and 19.
18
and 19. Okay, inshallah. Sorry. Hu yahfazik ya rab. Barakallahu alaykum. Salaam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so I'm here trying to find the ayah. and again. Okay. So the ayahs she read now was from Surah An-Nahl, and this is verse 18. And if you should count the favors of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. And then there's also the other verse, 1 minute, which was 19. Bismillah. Verse 19 says, and Allah knows what you conceal and what you declare. Beautifully picked, subhanAllah, and recited by Rasha Al-Hinaiya. And I think it's exactly like what you, it's for you.
Yeah, you should count the favors of Allah. You could not enumerate them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. And Allah knows what you conceal and what you declare.
So Allah knows how you feel. And yeah. Allah knows your intention.
Yeah. There's also one verse which comforts me in the Quran, which is translated to as, you know, Allah is closer to you even than your jugular vein.
Jugular vein.
Jugular vein, yeah.
Ayah. Sorry, this is Muskan. She's just going through her emotions, so excuse the...
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Good thing we have enough tissues, alhamdulillah, in the studio. So the title that we decided for the show was, for this episode, sorry, was The Love of the Quran.
Yeah.
So can we talk about that? How is this love of Quran for you?
I feel like that's the savior of my life. The Quran, which is going to be the savior of my life, which is like drowning.
Mm.
And there's one verse which I really loved, which is قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِيكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
And this is, excuse me, and this is from Al Imran, verse 26. It says, "Oh Allah, oh, do you want to read the translation?
You can read.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I love the way you read. You take your time. You really ponder. Me, I just read. Oh Allah. Say, Oh Allah, owner of sovereignty, you give sovereignty to whom you will, and you take sovereignty away from whom you will. You honor whom you will, and you humble whom you will. In your hand, sorry, this is my turn to cry. In your hand is all good. Indeed, you are over all things competent." SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
It's so comforting. This is what I feel, you know, with the Quran. It's it provides comfort to, comfort, assurance that even though nobody knows what you're going through, it's sufficient for me that Allah knows.
SubhanAllah, yes.
Because He's, if you think about it, He's the only one.
Al-Wakil, yeah.
That can change anything in your life. Sometimes, and this I learned again through experience, because I used to be the type, well, sometimes I am as well, when something is wrong in my life, I like to call a friend. You know, we women like to talk. So I would call a friend, you know, this isn't happening. And then what she says, oh, make dua, or, you know, make Allah help you, or, you know. And then it's always back to Allah, whatever it is. So I've reached to a point now, I don't say anything. It's hard sometimes, because if anyone who knows me, and this is why I have a radio show, I like to talk. So for me, when I go through something and I have to keep it in, I find it difficult. But instead of picking up the call, I go and pray.
Subhanallah.
I pick up the mushaf. Again, as I said earlier, instant relief. And I don't have to speak to anyone anymore, because Allah Al-Alim, He's the all-knowing. He knows what's in my heart.
Yeah.
And He knows what I'm going, and He sees.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. With that, we shall take a short break, the final one, before we end the show. So don't go anywhere.
You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Oman FM, your show, Love Your Life. This is Maya El-Saeed, and I have Muskan with me in the studio today, and we're discussing the Quran. We have lots of tears, emotions are high. We hope you're with us as well, and your emotions are also being triggered. It's, yani, I love doing the show, and I love having people here. People are always adamant to share their story, thinking, oh, I have nothing to share, who will listen, my story is very basic. But you don't know how, even myself, you know, even if, for example, no one is listening now, but I'm sure many of you are listening, it affects me. Your story, whoever the guests are, who comes and shares and opens up, I feel it's so vulnerable. Yeah, so I thank you for Muskan, because I know this was not easy. So I thank you for coming, and I thank you for sharing and opening up and highlighting the struggles that we all go through, subhanAllah. We have another like 15 minutes on the show. So if you would like to call, the number to call is 24602058, 24602058. And I was just being informed that there is a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. Samah?
No, it's Zaina.
Okay. Close enough. You two are one, mashallah alaikum. How are you, Zaina, since yesterday?
Alhamdulillah, we're all good. Assalamu alaikum, Muskan.
Wa alaikum assalam, Zaina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Thank you for calling.
My call was like specifically to say something to Muskan. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, at the beginning of the show, we are all crying. Like, literally, you touched us very deeply. And because we're attending the same classes, like, every week.
Yes,
and this is something she never talked about. So, as a colleague in your class, we would like to tell you and share you, like, whenever you feel alone, whenever you feel down, we're all there for you.
Yes,
you should not feel that lonely feeling when all the Muslim sisters are around you. We are all in the same place, we're all together, and whenever you feel like you needed someone to be around you, you're always welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that again. You've already told me that, and you've given me a number, both of you, you and Sama.
As also, I'm going to speak on behalf of Samah. She does feel the same. She literally feels the shame, and we really feel down that you are in the middle of us, and we couldn't even feel that you're going through that. So we would like really to be closer to you and not making you feel like you're totally alone in this.
Yeah.
So what it's they're telling you, they have one space for one more friend. So it's going to be Samah, Zina, and Muskan.
Inshallah.
So now from now, like, we'll have to sit together in the class. Three of us.
Inshallah.
You know, like, when they both are sitting, nobody sits in between them.
You cannot sit in between them. You should have seen them yesterday. It was torture. One right, one left.
My sister was like, I also brought my sisters to the class. Mm-hmm. They came for like a week. And we were sitting like how, you know, there's a classroom set up.
Yes.
So we were sitting like that. But then Ustada Rasha told us to make a circle and sit. So somehow they both got separated, and my sister was sitting in between both of them. And my sister was like, Muskan Didi, I was scared. Like, I was sitting in between two best friends. I was like, no, they're so sweet.
No, their relationship, I had them on yesterday. If anyone's listening and wants to listen to the episode, this was the one, I think it's episode 4. Today's episode 5. Really? So episode 4 was Friendship in Faith. So it was 5, okay. Ahmed just corrected me. So their episode, Zaina and Samah, Zaina and Samah, is episode 5. Sorry for the miscommunication. Thank you so much, Zaina, for calling. Regards to Samah, who was probably next to you.
Inshallah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Zaina and Samah. May Allah bless you both.
I feel today you got beautiful messages, Muskan.
Alhamdulillah.
You were not expecting this.
No, I was not expecting this. And I didn't even prepare anything.
I know, because this...
I just couldn't prepare, you know? Like, I was sitting to prepare. I was just writing, trying to write down notes. But some subconsciously in my mind, there was like, you know, some negative things were coming.
Mm.
I just could not. And that's how, like, time quickly passed. You know, I was like, what am I going to do? The show was with Mayal Saeed. Like, what? And subhanAllah, you know? It's amazing that I'm not rejected for crying.
No, crying is welcome. I don't know. Probably this is the only show on Oman FM. Crying is welcome, but yes, it's welcome. And you were telling me at the beginning, I didn't prepare anything. Here's the thing, يعني, what I love and what's يعني, known even about me, that I tend to speak from the heart. And that's what I want you to do. When you speak from the heart, you become vulnerable. You let your emotions show up, you know, and they're mostly tears. But because we are talking about such a beautiful and relationship that we have with our Creator through the Quran. So I don't want someone to come prepared with notes and just talk. No, I want you to speak about your story, because you need to be relatable. Somebody listening might be inspired by what you're going through.
Yeah, right. But sometimes, like, I've been vulnerable for too long, you know, it's enough.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with
that? As I said, you know, not everybody welcomes that vulnerability.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's why.
Well, I think we should be more vulnerable. We are humans. We should have empathy towards one another. Mm. We have to be less judgmental.
I just want, like, now I want to be confident, you know. I want to have that self-confidence and I want to do things. I want to achieve now. Like, enough now, crying and all that.
You can use the Quran, what you're learning. You're saying, this little knowledge that I have, use that and teach others. Believe me, you will be a different person. Thank your God. Challenges, again, something that you said earlier. You said, there's a quote, it's not Quran related, but it says, sometimes when you... Now, of course, when I want to say it, I can't remember. Strength, you know, you only know strength sometimes when it's the only option you have. And same with you. You want to do something and you have the Quran. So use that and become what you want to be. It's possible.
Exactly.
Stop, as you said, becoming your own enemy.
Hmm.
You have the best guidance, which is the Quran. Words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, yani his life, the way he did things, the way he dealt with people. Even he was, you know, illiterate. I think that's the correct term. He couldn't read, couldn't write, but he was chosen. Subhanallah. And he was chosen as the messenger. That's saying so many, speaks volumes. When people say, oh, but it's too late for me. He received the revelation when he was in his 40s. And you're not 40 yet. Mm. You're very, very far from 40, unlike me. I'm in the middle of it. Subhanallah. So, okay, Muskan, we have about 10 minutes. So what we're going to do, sometimes if we have time, I like to do the... You've probably seen this on my stories.
Yes, yes, I have.
The famous Quran cards.
Mm.
And so we will pick, inshallah. I'm just giving... Muskan the cards for her to pick her ayah, and it's in Arabic, so then I will have to. Bismillah.
Okay.
You want to read the ayah?
Mm,
or you want
I won't
me?
Be able to read it. Okay, yeah, I will be. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a. Indeed, my Rabb is the listener of my dua.
Yes. And today,
this is the new and recent relationship I have with the Quran, that I'm able to understand some words.
Mm. And today you mentioned about dua.
Mm.
And this is the ayah that came up for you. Let me see the card. Yeah. Inna Rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a. Subhanallah. How does it feel?
Alhamdulillah.
You should see her face. She's smiling. I can see all her teeth. How does it feel to receive that?
It feels like Allah has his hand on me.
Subhanallah. I don't know if we can use that, you know.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know like how to.
Like he, as you said earlier, he's close. So he knows what you're going through. And out of all the ayahs that you picked, that's the one. And just to clarify, we cannot think of Allah as having hands and stuff like that, because he's, Danny, not, we cannot give him human attributes, just for those who are listening to understand what not to say.
I'm glad you corrected me.
It's okay. It's the little knowledge that I know. Alhamdulillah. So, Muskan, to end the show, if someone is listening out there, you know, has a bit like what we all go through, negative self-talk, you want to do something, you're your own enemy, you put yourself down all the time. I'm not talking about you. It's, believe me, we all go through this at different times in our life. But because I feel that resonated in your story, what would your message be to them? How could they heal? What could they do in relation to, for example, the Quran? I like Muskan. She takes her time. She doesn't just answer. She really takes her time to answer.
I think that person, like I am imagining a person who has nothing, like no money, nothing for, you know, therapist or anything. What can they do? What do you call the prayer mat in Arabic?
Sajjada.
Sister Hala, she said about this. Yeah. So just lay down your sajjada and cry to Allah. Even if you don't know any invocations, any supplications, just speak out your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will bring you to people that you had never imagined you would meet. Subhanallah. Like as I said, I was feeling a crazy war in my heart. And then like a tragedy happened in my life. And I kept crying to Allah. Like I just felt so lonely. I would feel FOMO, nervousness, anxiety, like all kind of, you know, mental health things you would say, you know. I was feeling all of that. And subhanallah, then I got this halakas. And I didn't know in my neighborhood there were like two girls of my same age. I don't really have that many friends here in Oman. Like I would say like zero, you know, like whom you talk to, you meet out. It has never been like that. So, and alhamdulillah, they're also very close to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on them. May Allah Ta'ala help them. They don't have parents. And now even they come to Imani meetings and Sister Hala's halaka. And then I have like so many sisters now, like crazy amount. Like I don't know whom to contact to. Subhanallah. And I see myself so down, but people around me, they're like, why? They always think something, you know, like something different about me. Like I'm like, they see so much confidence in me. And I don't see that. And once in Sister Nawal's class, she was showing the presentation and she told us about Ibrahim alayhi salam's story, where she divided those stories into stations. That first Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went to Ur, the first station. And then she said one more station. And then the third station, she said, it was that where people were worshipping stars and the moon. So he went there. Allah Ta'ala sent him there. So every time he went to give dawah, he said so beautiful words. And like, he was saying sentences which would fit the environment, you know, like very psychological. He knew what to say. And so when we reached the third station of Ibrahim alayhi salam, I was like, wow, subhanallah. Prophet Ibrahim, like he was the first prophet. There was no prophet like before him. Like, you know, he must have felt so alone. Like he has no inspiration. Like how beautifully he spoke. I'm like, oh God, I'm like, so many years it has been, like, since I finished my studies, and yet I fear interviews, job interviews, and I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm like, subhanallah. And I was like, just putting myself down. And then Sister Nawal reads the ayah, which is, and we inspired Ibrahim to say what he said, you know. I was like, subhanallah. I was putting myself down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was like, no, Muskan, I will inspire you to speak.
Like he did today.
Subhanallah. I was like, oh, Allah, you never let me put myself down. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What a beautiful way to end and the episode. And it just encapsulates the love of the Quran. Because, subhanallah, it's just beautiful. I have no other way to describe it.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so much, Muskan Habibti, for coming.
Thank you for calling me, Sister Maya. You know, like 2 days back, I was like, Daddy, you know, like now I have like, I'm going into the gatherings of people who are like so close to Allah. I told him that ayah, which Sister Hala, she said in her this thing. It was about 3 types of people, you know. In the olden age, 4 runners, there were a lot, huge number of that. And then right-hand people and then left-hand people. Right-hand people, like, who do ibadah and all, like, all the obligatory things. 4 runners are like, you know, their iman is like you know, turbo boost.
The guiding force. Yeah.
The pivots. So she showed us a pie chart. So where 4 runners are more, and then right-hand people, and left-hand people were like few. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, none other words, then there will be a time when 4 runners will be less, right-hand people will increase. Like 4 runner people will be less, and the least. And then right-hand people, and then more than that, the left-hand people. And I feel like when I have met you all, I feel like I have found those 4 runners people, you know, those 4 runners.
May Allah make us amongst
and
them.
I pray to Allah that Allah make me that.
Inshallah.
And all I always us. Be with such people, inshallah.
Inshallah, Allahumma ameen. And with that, we come to the end of the show. Join me tomorrow, inshallah, with another guest. I think it's Angelique tomorrow, and I'm really excited to have her. Thank you so much for listening. And inshallah, we'll be here tomorrow, same time on Oman FM. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.